Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limmler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about generosity and how to live with the generosity God has shown to us, how to express that same generosity to others. And this morning I'm going to talk about a principle from God's Word of sowing and reaping in generosity. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." God's desire is that we would learn this principle that exists not only in the way that we live, but in so much of nature and so much of creation. Growing up on a farm, there was this recognition that to an extent, the more that we planted, the more we would harvest. Now, there were other factors involved, and you had to plant things in the proper time and the proper way and all of this. But that's part of the wisdom in knowing how to sow, knowing how to plant the seeds of righteousness, knowing how to plant the seeds of goodness. But when we begin to invest in kingdom things, when we begin to sow seeds of righteousness, the return that we should expect to get is proportional to that which we put into it. I talked with the study group Wednesday night. We plant a kernel of corn with the expectation that we harvest many kernels of corn. If we were simply planting one and got one in return, it would seem like we're putting a lot of time and effort and energy into something that's, well, not very productive. We had one to start with. Why did we put extra work into getting that same one back? But God's desire is that we would recognize that as we put what we consider little into the ground, into the lives of people, that the harvest is as generous as what we plant, but expanded. And so it comes to mind that we ought to be very generous when we're planting the things of God. We can sit around and say that we want everyone to know Jesus. We want all people to come to repentance. That's what God says His will is, that everyone would come to repentance and know Him. Well, if we say that's what we want, if we agree with God that that's what's desired, then it ought to motivate us to a greater action in planting the seeds of God's Word. Is being generous in sowing that which would bring about the result that we claim to desire. As we pause today, and I know that here in the United States at least, it's kind of turned into something that's, well, not very saintly. But we recognize today as St. Patrick's Day, and a number of years ago was privileged to be in Ireland with a group, and My friend David was with me, and we had a great time. And one of the things we did was to visit some of the universities, some of the cultural places that have existed for centuries. And to learn there on Irish soil the story more clearly of this man we call St. Patrick, of his desire for people to know God's Word, for his desire to sow generously the seeds of God's Word, the seeds of faith, the seeds of righteousness. And so while much of the United States culture focuses on drinking green beer and behaving in ways because of the vast consumption of green beer that would not represent Christ all that well, as Christians, we remember the one that wanted Christ to be central. Not only central in his life, but central in his nation, central in the world. He wanted to sow very generously kingdom seeds. And how we do that may not look exactly the same as the way that he did that. How we do that may not look exactly the same as our neighbor does that. But there's a reason behind that. Some of it is times have changed, cultures are different, but some of it is God has created us for unique and individual work that accomplishes his purpose in a broader sense, because the seeds I plant may not fall on the soil that the seeds that you're able to plant. And if we rely on my planting seeds in the places that I can, there can be a vast area that's never experiences a harvest. If we rely on places that you can plant seed and you doing that, there may be vast areas also that never experience a harvest. But when we, each one that believes in Jesus, that is born of the blood and the Spirit, choose to do our part in sowing generously, then the word of Christ spreads, and an abundant harvest is gathered from everywhere. And so what is it that we sow generously? Because that will tell us what we're going to reap generously. Do we sow goodness? Do we sow honesty? Do we sow forgiveness? Do we sow mercy? Do we sow justice? Do we sow the fruit of the Spirit that I would hope we want to see an abundant harvest of? That love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Are we sowing those things not only as we go about life, but are we sowing those? Are we planting those in our own life? You see, we begin by planting that seed in our life. Sometimes it's planted by others in our life to begin with, and then we add to it. Not by our power, not by our might, but by God's Spirit. And we generously add the things of God so that we would generously reap the things of God. And it's not simply something we do when we gather in a church building. It's not simply something we do when we're at home by ourselves. It's something we do when we go out to eat. It's something we do when we go to work. It's something we do when we go to school. It's something we do with life. we continuously sow these seeds of righteousness, then we trust and we believe and we are confident that God keeps His promise, that when we do not become weary in doing good, that we will reap a harvest. And that will be a generous harvest because we choose in Christ to sow generously. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've shown us this principle of sowing generously so that we can reap generously. You've done that with the generosity of Your Son. As He came to earth and surrendered His position for a time so that He could represent You more clearly to our dull minds, we could see what You had been telling us all along. And Father, as we consider the harvest that has been abundant because Jesus was planted in the ground, because He died and was buried, but rose out of that grave to give life. Not just to experience life, not just to live a resurrected life, but to give that to us. So God, as we look at the example of Your Son Jesus and we seek to follow that as closely as we can, may we continually rely on Your Spirit within us to lead us and to guide us, to instruct us, to correct us. And may we be very deliberate in sowing generously the seeds of Your Word. May we live it. May we practice it. May we learn it so that we can do it. And may we take it with us everywhere that we go. May this abundant harvest be spread all through our community, all through our nation, all through our world, because it's spread as we travel. It's spread as we go about daily life. Because we are continually planting those seeds. We're not withholding. We're not being stingy. But we are choosing to be generous with Your Word in the way that we share it, in the way that we live it. And we experience that generous harvest as we wait with expectation for the harvest to come. I pray that we do so in a way that makes Jesus known more so than ever before. May we lift Him up today so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.